Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. My name, again, is Peter Mingles. We started this back in 2012, beginning part of the 2013, because I wanted a microphone and a platform to be able to talk about the really great things that happen in home-based businesses. And there's a lot of things that, quite honestly, I talk about that a lot of people just won't. So I was talking to Robert Butwin, who's also on this radio show. This is his specific radio show. Recently, as we became members of the SNA, which stands for the Social Networking Association. Although I knew Robert for many, 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 many more years ago when we were with either the Distributor Rights Association, or he was a guest speaker with Dr. Charles King, or lots of other things that he used to do as well. When we formed the SNA, the Social Networking Association, or we're part of this SNA as transitioned from the MLMIA, I was learning more about social media and realizing that there's a lot of things that are mistruths that are spoken about MLM. So I said, we have to do something about that. We really do have to highlight the right people doing the right things. So we've been doing this radio show on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then search for the name Robert Butwin as a guest, you'll be able to find all the other radio shows that are here. We call it Street Smart Business, but if you look for Robert Butwin, you'll be able to find it. And also, if you go there, you'll be able to find the previous guests, including the ones that we have today on our radio show, and be able to share this information with wonderful people. So, Robert Butwin, I know that you have another engagement. We're squeezing you to be on this radio show. You'll be gone towards the tail end, so I'll take over. But thanks for being here in the beginning part of your own radio shows, and thanks for introducing all your guests. So, Robert, over to you.
Super. You know, I'm really excited to introduce the lady that's going to be speaking with us today. The reason why is I was out networking on a fairly new app. It was called Clubhouse, and I'm sitting back in the audience listening to her speak. And this lady is amazing. I could go on and on and tell you how great she is. You know, I'm listening to all the nuggets that she continually dropped to the audience, and I'm saying, you know, I've really got to get her on our radio show. First of all, maybe she'll share with us some of the secrets about Clubhouse, because obviously as a networker, you know, we're always out there looking to meet quality people, people that we can help change their life, help them make their life better. And again, you and I know how great this profession is. Not everybody does. So with that, I would like to introduce Coach Chris to our radio show. Chris, I really appreciate that you're here with us, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of the key insights that you can share with us to help other people that are considering being involved in a home-based business to help them accelerate their success, or if they're not involved yet, why they should possibly, why they should definitely be involved. So thank you, Chris, and with that, I'll let you have the microphone.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Robert and Peter. Like, this is such an incredible opportunity. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is absolutely very humbling. So, my name is Chris. I am a health and wellness coach, and I've been in network marketing for 2 years. Like Robert said, I found him, or he found me, on Clubhouse. And, wow, I don't know, guys, if you aren't on Clubhouse yet, I guess before I even get into my story, you guys need to go on there. Unfortunately, right now it's only on Apple products. So if you have an iPod or an iPhone, that is the only way. And it is an invite only. So it's pretty cool how exclusive it can be. So if you want to be on it, I suggest you find somebody who's already on it. And it's absolutely an incredible, incredible tool. If you don't know what it is, just in a snapshot, it's an audio. It's basically an audio app. This gives you an opportunity to get in there, to check out some rooms that are according to your particular interest. For example, if network marketing is something that you're interested in, I have to tell you, they have some incredible network marketing rooms in there. And just with some of the top leaders in the industry. It's absolutely incredible to hear their stories, hear their success, hear the things that they've overcome, and they are just there to pour into you, pour value, give you advice, and just literally help you get through the business. It doesn't matter if you're on day one. You don't even have to be in network marketing. Maybe you're just considering the profession, or maybe you want to know a little bit more about it. Like, come on in. I definitely recommend it. It's definitely an amazing app, and if you're lucky, you definitely get to meet and collaborate with some of the most incredible people. And just really quick as a side note, and I'm sure Peter and Robert can provide the information, I actually am going to be doing a live Zoom training on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with some other incredible speakers. And I'm actually – my brand – the I'm so sorry. The name of the training is going to be How to Build Your Brand and Get Leads on Clubhouse. And I say this because I have incredible experience, and I would definitely love the opportunity for myself and the other speakers to share. For anybody who's just interested in how to actually generate leads on for business in Clubhouse. So there's only going to be 95 seats. I highly recommend that once I post it, if you're interested, reserve a seat, because once they're sold out, that's it. And it's going to be pretty much worldwide. So whoever wants to plug on in, that's for them. So I guess a little bit about my story. I'll share first, you know, how I got involved with network marketing, and really just through my story, I hope that it can share why it is so meaningful to me and how it has just completely changed my life. So basically, you know, all my life, I was one of those girls that struggled with weight. I literally could look at a hamburger and somehow gain 5 pounds without even eating it. It's pretty crazy. So I, because of this, you know, I struggled a lot with bullying. And, you know, it's one thing when you expect to be bullied because, you know, you're in school and kids are mean, but it's another thing when it's friends, and it's even more hurtful and harder to deal with when it's family and people that you deeply, deeply love and care about. And unfortunately, I guess I was, I don't know if I want to say a victim, but that was basically my life. You know, for several years, I was just, you know, made fun of and just verbal abuse. And it just really dawned on my character and my self-esteem and my confidence level. And it was extremely painful for me to deal with. I used to think that I just wasn't good enough. And it really upset me and broke my heart how my outside was more important than my inside. The size, you know, the number on the scale was more important than the number of the size of my heart. And so because of my lack of self-worth, I used to believe that that's just all I was good for. And it led me to being in a lot more several verbally abusive relationships to the point that in 2011, you know, I lost all control. I felt like I had no control. I felt like no matter what I did in my life, all they ever saw was the number on the scale, the size of my weight. And it led me to have an eating disorder, and I became bulimic, and it was very, very, very hard to deal with. And I didn't actually even do it to lose the weight, believe it or not. I did it because I wanted to have some type of control in my life, and I felt like it was the one thing that I could have control over. And I know that's pretty terrible to think that I inflicted such pain on myself, but I think that was just my escape due to, you know, everything that I was going through and just a way to silence the noise in my head. Little did I realize that, you know, obviously I would start losing weight, and I think it broke me completely when the people that caused so much pain in my life all of a sudden found, you know, found beauty in me, and, you know, they just started loving on me, and it was like, it made me think like, wow, like you didn't even care who I was before, but now all of a sudden because I can fit into a size 2 or whatever, like now I mean something, and it really... It's still to this day hard to talk about, but I think it's because it means so much to me and how it's changed my life and how it made me to who I am today. But I was a silent, you know, self-abuser for several, several years. And, you know, I even got engaged with another individual who was also extremely verbally abusive. And at the time, you know, which I still am, but I was a real estate broker. I was barely eating. I had no energy. I was exhausted, and I was very depressed, and to the point that I was pretty suicidal. And honestly, I think I have to say I'm still here today because of my dogs. As crazy as that might be, I just couldn't imagine my dogs not having a home and just being so selfish. You know, most people stay because of their kids or their family or their friends, and for me, it was my dogs. My dogs are why I'm alive. And, you know, so I went to a real estate event, and I had my sponsor introduce me to network marketing. It started off with just a friendly conversation and just just being friends, you know, building a relationship. And little did I realize, you know, I was in it for so much more. So she invited me to a fitness event, and I was like, okay, you know, I'll give it a shot. You know, I was really nervous because I had put on a lot of my weight again due to a surgery that went wrong in 2017 where I was over-injected with anesthesia, and it actually ended up paralyzing my stomach. So it literally just made everything worse on top of what I was already dealing with. But I went to the fitness event anyways, and I just thought I'd give it a shot. I said, what's the worst that can happen? I just never go back. And let me tell you guys, I got up more than what I bargained for. That was the first time that I was introduced to a community that didn't even see my outside. It was amazing, actually, I wasn't expecting. I guess I should have known. It was the first time that I really felt loved, and I felt seen. And it meant so much to me. I never imagined that going into just to go work out, you know, that, and everybody's in shape, by the way. Most people were pretty in shape, but they loved on me in a way that I'd never been loved on before. And it meant so much to me that I was just instantly drawn and addicted to that environment. And I wanted to know more. I wanted to know how I can get more of that. And when I, you know, learned about network marketing and they shared it with me, that's honestly, I think for me, it was a no-brainer. And you know, everyone has a different story for network marketing. You know, for a lot of people, it really is, you know, time freedom. For others, it's financial freedom. For others, it's opportunity. And all of those stories are great. I'm not saying mine is any better than any of those. But for me, it was really just community. It was the opportunity to be a part of something that made me feel amazing. And through network marketing, I learned about personal development, which was something that I had never heard of in my life. And through personal development, I learned to forgive myself, to forgive others that have caused me such pain. I learned to love myself. And I also learned about nutrition, health, and wellness. I was able to successfully lose 35 pounds the healthy way and overcome my eating disorder. And I was able to build this confidence inside of me that made me realize that I no longer need the validation of others to know that I'm worth something. And that I no longer need to seek approval from other people because I have now come to realize that, you know, our Lord and Savior loves me just the way I am, no matter what size I am. And that was more than enough for me. And so because of that, it has inspired me to begin a women's empowerment group and pretty much just now dedicate and commit my life to helping other women, you know, overcome eating disorders, helping other people, you know, overcome a lack of self-confidence. It helped me to help others have a voice. And now I really, really strive to help people share their story because through sharing my story, I've been able to build an organization of empowerment. And I like to call myself more of an empowerment and transformation coach because it's not just health, wellness, nutrition. It's true transformation. It's the opportunity to transform yourself into the person that you really, really were meant to be, for you to be able to have the opportunity to shine the light that you were always meant to shine and learn not to let anybody dim your greatness, not to let anybody tell you that you're not good enough because you are good enough. And now I'm just so blessed because I'm like, I matter, and I know that I matter, and because I matter, I'm going to make sure that everyone else matters too. So I just want everyone to be confident and know that they're perfect just the way they are. And they have the opportunity to decide that they can be anything that they want to be. And community is everything. When you find your circle and you find people that love you and lift you up, that gives you purpose and it makes you know your purpose. And so today I'm part of this company now for 2 years. It was the best decision I've ever made in my life. I've been able to do things that I honestly only ever thought was a dream, and I would never trade it for the world. And, you know, people can have their opinions of what, you know, network marketing is, and that's okay. Like, there is nothing that anybody can ever say to me to ever, ever turn my mind off of network marketing because network marketing saved my life. And it saved me. And that for me is more than anything that anybody could ever do for me. So that's my story, guys. And, you know, if you're someone who's looking into network marketing, all I can tell you is you're about to make the best decision you can ever imagine. So thank you so much for hearing my story, and I hope that I was able to inspire you to look at this profession and see the industry as like an opportunity and a blessing. That's what it was for me, and all the people that I've been so grateful that I've been able to meet and bring into my life and help as well.
Super, Chris. You know, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, do you want to share like 3 or 4 key insights for those that are already in the business? You know, it actually can be 5 or 6 to help those that are in the business accelerate. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll allow you to share some of the golden nuggets that I know that you can help, because a lot of the people that will be listening to this are already in our profession. So let's take a quick break.
Great information. Peter Mingles here. Chris Cortez, if we hung up now, you'd get this. That was amazing. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are back. Peter Mingles here, Robert Butwin. We have Chris Cortez. She's a fitness broker and a fitness coach with a company called Herbalife, and she's way more than that. And I was kind of playfully saying if we hung up now, that would be just amazing. What a great story, Chris. We're going to cover more stuff as Robert goes on through this stuff as well, but what an amazing story, and thank you very much for sharing it. I've always said when network marketing is done right, there's nothing better.
Absolutely.
So Robert, back
I 100% agree.
Yep. Robert, back to you.
Okay. Do you want to share some golden nuggets, Chris? You know, give the people that are listening some of the key things that you've learned, what they need to do to be successful, no matter what company they're involved with.
Absolutely. Yes. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what company you're in. One of the things, you know, and this might sound pretty redundant, but it's, you know, personal development. You really have to dive in and stick to that personal development, you know, listening to audios, studying leadership, reading books, you know, stay involved in personal development, because those are going to be the things that help keep your mindset right. You know, you have to have the opportunity to create a habit of personal development each and every single day. And I always recommend that you do it first thing in the morning when you first wake up, before you do anything, before you check your emails, give yourself an opportunity to dive into something that's going to feed your soul and make you better, because it's going to give you create discipline and consistency, and it's going to help you overcome when you're really, really struggling from limiting beliefs. Another thing
so
I would definitely say is...
Can I interrupt? Do you have a favorite?
Of course.
Like, do you have a couple of favorites? Because, you know, some people...
Oh, yes. I love Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn is absolutely one of my favorite people to listen to for personal development. I also love Zig Ziglar, phenomenal, Les Brown. As far as books, I can name quite a few. There is a book called 12 Pillars. It is probably one of the things I always give to a brand new member on my team, because it sets the stage for personal development. It opens up the mindset, and it actually helps to shift perspective, especially if, you know, you're in a position where you might be struggling with someone validating the decision that you've made. A book that absolutely changed my life was, it's called Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life. It's actually written by an extremely successful distributor in Herbalife. His name is Garen Jones. He's also a motivational speaker, a life coach, highly, highly recommended. It's a great book because it talks not only about his story and how he's overcome his personal challenges, but at the end of every chapter, there's an exercise. And I got to be completely frank with you. I told you, you know, I learned how to forgive and to have inner peace. That was the book that helped me do that, because there's a section that helped me to, you know, really seek and understand that in order for us to grow, we have to be able to let go of the things that are holding us back in our life. And so that exercise allowed me to not only restore relationships, but allowed me to just breathe and, you know, understand that, you know, life is a journey and we're going to go through a lot of things. But if we can't be in a place where we forgive, how are we going to be a leader to others and help others to do things that we struggle yet to do ourselves? So I would say that. And then actually the current book that I'm reading, believe it or not, it's called The Four Agreements, and I am loving it so far. So definitely some tips on personal development. I hope that definitely helps.
Thank you.
Was that good, Peter?
Yeah, perfect. Go ahead. Your
okay,
next point.
Cool. Yes, I would also say study. I'm sorry, not study. Seek a mentor. This was really, really great. In my case, I was very blessed to have my upline be my mentor. I know that for a lot of individuals in network marketing, they're not always so lucky to have their sponsor be a mentor, but it doesn't matter, guys. Like, don't be afraid to reach out to someone that you see is doing really, really well. You got to think the worst they can say is no, right? I mean, and let me tell you, I've had my fair share. I've reached out to different, you know, people looking for a mentor, and I have my upline, but, you know, I wanted to get a little bit more, and, you know, they all said no because I wasn't on their team, and that's okay, but that didn't stop me. I kept going, and so my upline and a couple other people that I've actually been able to meet on Clubhouse, so it just goes to show you again the value of Clubhouse, now I've been able to truly, truly have a mentor. And they just, it's good to have a mentor because it's going to teach you things, you know, not just about the business, but the way to think, the way to act, the way to speak, you know, get involved in, you know, programs. If you guys don't know, Eric Worre is absolutely amazing. He always is doing free challenges on Facebook. Peter Vargas, Pat Quinn. Actually, right now, I'm actually in the middle of a 7-day challenge that just started today, and it's with Pete Vargas and Pat Quinn, and it's actually about how to share your message and how to create your story. So for you out there who maybe you don't know what to say, maybe you're struggling with your story, maybe it's a 10-minute story that you need to condense into, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe you haven't had an opportunity to find your story. I can tell you I changed my story quite a few times. And the story that you guys heard today was not the story that I was telling a year ago or even 2 years ago. I was telling a very different story. And as I've continued in this progression and with my mentor, that's when I've been able to really realize, like, wow, like if you really want to create impact, you got to be willing to be transparent and vulnerable and authentic with your audience, because that's what's going to connect. You know, the thing is that when people connect with you, they're connecting with you because of you. You know, when you're trying to get clients and distributors, they're going to go for someone that they know, like, and trust. And that's a formula that I learned, and it's been working with me because it helps me realize and remember that people don't join the business because of the business. They join the business because of me. And so I encourage all of you guys to keep that in mind, you know, for social media or whatever. Like, the company is not you. That the brand is not you. That's a part of you. And a lot of times we forget that and we don't think about that. We think, oh, I gotta blast the brand all over Instagram. And, you know, that could be selling yourself short. You could be blocking blessings. You might be, you know, cutting off people before they have a chance to get to know who you are, the amazing person that you are. And once they know who you are, then they're going to do anything that you do. They're going to follow you anywhere that you go because they know, like, and trust you. So, mentorship helped me to formulate my story and to really, really help me to be vulnerable. And then, you know, last but not least, I would say, you know, community. You know, the community is super important. I already touched on this topic, but, you know, find yourself a group of people that are going to hold you accountable to your goals and to your dreams, and then they're going to appreciate your vision and share your vision. They don't have to be necessarily in the same company. Okay, or they don't even think it's leading in network marketing. But if they're your cheerleader and they support you and they hold you accountable and they're helping you build your confidence and get your message out there, that's the best thing you could do. Because you don't want to surround yourself with people that don't validate what you're doing, that just have nothing but negativity. So that's just going to mess with your head. And the reality is that, you know, none of that matters. Like, your vision is yours. You know, God put that vision in your head. Not anybody else's, in your head. And it was because it was meant for you to carry out to the world. So not everyone's going to see things the way that you do, and that's okay. But you have to believe that that vision was put there for a reason and that it's yours to carry out. And so if you share your vision and tell people and find that group of people that are going to push you and really, really support you, let me tell you, that'll make you completely unstoppable. So I would say those are my tips. I mean, it's been really helpful for me, and I would definitely say that would be great for you as well.
Excellent information. So it's finding the right mentor, the right community, the right everything, and the right coach. And it sounds like you did that certainly, and it's made a big difference. The most important question is, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a dachshund, the weenies that everyone loves. I love a miniature dachshund. You guys are going to laugh at me. I always like to say that I'm really odd, but it's actually an acronym for obsessive dachshund disorder.
No way. You have a hot dog.
I have a hot dog. Yes, I have a hot dog. And then I also have a chihuahua, which is the one you heard yapping in the background.
Right.
He's old. He's 12 years old, so all he does is yap away with no teeth.
That's it. Well, great. Yeah, so that's part of the important component. First of all, I promise you we want to keep this down to about a half an hour so we could broadcast it all over the place, but I don't want to shorten this message, so we have to have you come back. So we have to have you come back, even if I have to beat up Robert Button when I do it. He left. He's on his other commitment. But your message was so nice. And the most important thing is that when done right, MLM could be the best. And if it's so sad when I listen to people that have had negative experiences because they haven't experienced the stuff that you've experienced. And there's so much of it out there. You really do have to find it, though. And you might be able to find it on that Clubhouse application. So for those people, again, Clubhouse is a new app. It's only available on iPhones or Apple products. And it's Club, as in C-L-U-B, and then House, H-O-U-S-E, and you have to get there by invitation, and it's the hottest thing in this industry so far. Maybe 6 months from now there'll be another hot one, but this is the place to be, and there's a lot of really great people that are jumping on top of this and doing some really wonderful things. So you want to find her, Chris Cortes, C-O-R-T-E-S. And we're going to have her on Building Fortunes Radio, the guest page. She'll have websites, descriptions, or anything else that she wants to put up there as well. And I don't want to open up another topic only because we're going to run out of time. And I do want to keep this down to the 30 minutes only because we want to definitely put this over in place. But I don't know if I could say this any more sincerely. Please make sure that we have you come back, because the beginning part of this radio show was really so heartfelt and so powerful. It'll reach so many people that really need it right now. So thank you so much for being here. Wonderful stories. Give those puppies a pat. And the ones that squeak, squeak, and you're not going to stop them, so don't worry about it. So don't stress out if barks in the background. We're good with that. I've had little teeny-weeny dogs a long time ago, and I realized my level of incompetence is expecting that little dog to stop barking. So having said that, we're going to catch everybody next time. Chris Cortes. Oh, do you want to give out a website or a phone number or anything in addition to what we're going to post?
You guys can, if you guys are interested in knowing what I do, being a part of my mission, being a part of my team or even a client, maybe you need some help, you can reach me directly on my cell phone, 954-865-1758. And you can find me on Instagram at Confidence with Chris.
Confidence with Chris. We're going to catch you next time. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Chris.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.